Hello, Panic Zone. I am Steve Grime, America's voice, and I tell the truth every day, which frankly scares the hell out of the left. God bless America. It's the Steve Grime Show, and here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, a major win for a giant Canadian energy company and its defense of pipelines in America. But don't kid yourself, the woke Green New Dealers, they'll be back very soon. Number two, there is an unprecedented attack on the U.S. Supreme Court from the left. First, they demand the court get packed with liberal justices. Now they're using a pressure campaign to get rid of one of their own. We'll tell you about that. And number one, speaking of the Supreme Court, there are five major decisions coming up in the next couple of days, a couple of weeks, that will have ramifications for several critical culture issues here in the United States. And with the court taking on some of the biggest questions of our time in the next session, we can't overlook what they'll be handing down before the end of June. Now, here are the five, big five for SCOTUS, that are coming down now. Same-sex foster parents and religious liberty, that's number one. Number two, another challenge to Obamacare. Number three, voting rights in the states and ballot harvesting. Number four, should college athletes get paid for what they do? And five, the biggest question of our time, in my opinion, the freedom of speech, and in this case, a bit different because we're looking at a high school kid who went on a foul-mouthed tear about her school. And every one of these cases could have far-reaching implications on what happens in this nation over the course of your lifetime and your kids and grandkids. So let's take a deeper look, because the Supreme Court has become the pivotal, most complicated, most challenged, most consequential Supreme Court, maybe ever. It seems to me the Supreme Court has more power than it ever has, and one seat on the Supreme Court can change history. All right, so the same-sex foster case is this. The court will decide a case that pits the religious rights of a Catholic foster care agency against the protections of same-sex couples. The dispute arose when Philadelphia cut ties with a foster agency after learning the group's religious convictions barring it from placing kids in the homes of gay and lesbian couples. They wouldn't allow gay and lesbian couples to foster children. The state cracked down on them there in Pennsylvania. The city determined that the agency's refusal violated an ordinance prohibiting discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. But, of course, doing so would violate the organization's deeply held religious beliefs. The agency run by Catholic Social Services sued on the grounds that Philadelphia had run afoul of the group's religious rights under the First Amendment. The conservative majority of the Supreme Court has been largely sympathetic to religious rights claims in recent years, and the case could see the justices go even further in granting exemptions to religious groups. The case is Fulton versus City of Philadelphia. It was argued back on the 4th of November. Or as Howard Cosell would say when he was drinking too much on Monday Night Football, Philadelphia. Thank you, Howard. For those of you old enough to remember, you know what game I'm talking about. All right, there's an Obamacare challenge, the future of Obamacare hanging in the balance this term again, though many legal experts believe, you know, it's been down this road several times over the last decade. The third major challenge to the Affordable Care Act to reach the Supreme Court. The case arose when 18 Republican-led states sued Congress in 2017 and stopped enforcing a tax penalty on most Americans who refused to buy health insurance. The Republican challengers argued that the government's non-enforcement of the health care mandate rendered the provision of the 2010 law illegal. Further, they argue that because the mandate is essential to prop up the entire law, its elimination should throw the entire ACA out the door. We'll see how that goes. The third case here is important in the context of what's going on around this country when it comes to voting rights, voting access, voting laws, and the way that people are streamlining voting in different states, making it consistent across their states. Georgia, for example, being called racist because they decided to have the same voting laws in all 158 counties. Now, the justices will soon issue a decision that could change the scope of federal voting protections for minorities. The case comes as Republicans are crafting different state legislatures across the country with different voting laws, as I said. The case before the justices concerns a pair of voting limits in Arizona. One of the disputed policies requires election officials to throw out entire ballots that were cast in the wrong precinct. Throw them out even in statewide or federal elections where throwing it out would have no impact on the local races, even though it might not have any impact on the local races. The second part of the policy And this is the big part of this policy, generally forbids so-called ballot harvesting. It's a practice that involves third parties collecting and delivering early votes or votes in general. It's a terrible idea. It's been done in other parts of the world. It's always been thrown out. Why? Ripe for fraud. It's just ripe for fraud. Republican defenders of the two policies argue they're necessary to protect against voter fraud and ensure election integrity. I believe they're on the right track here. Democratic challengers counter that the restrictions aim to suppress the vote of minorities who tend to vote for Democrats, which is nonsense. The same thing is to infer that somehow minorities can't find themselves a government ID with a picture on it. Please. You're required to have an ID if you get a COVID vaccine. I don't hear anybody screaming racism because people need an ID to get your COVID vaccine. At issue is the case is whether Arizona's procedures run afoul of the Voting Rights Act of 1965, which makes it illegal to deny or abridge citizens' rights to vote on account of race. The Supreme Court, in a 5-4 vote, gutted a separate provision of the VRA in 2013 in this decision, Shelby County versus Holder. This is Brnovich versus the Democratic National Committee. It was argued March the 2nd. Let's see here. Will athletes be paid? That's a big question. And should athletes be paid? You know, if these big universities that have, you know, multi-million dollar football programs and basketball programs and bring in, some of them, tens of millions of dollars every year, should the kid that's out there playing, throwing the touchdown, catching the touchdown, making the tackle, making the pass, slamming the ball, whatever it is, should they be compensated for what they're doing? I think it's a conversation worthy of having. The justices will weigh in on the lawfulness of restrictions placed on certain student-athlete compensation. The case stems from a group of athletes who sued the NCAA for allegedly violating antitrust laws by restricting the education-related benefits that players can receive. Federal antitrust laws bar certain restraints on competition for talent and labor. The athletes claim that the NCAA illegally interfered in the market by limiting the schools from providing players computers, study abroad programs, graduate school tuition, and other perks in exchange for playing on college sports teams, which can generate, as we said, enormous revenue for the schools. It was argued March the 31st. It's the NCAA versus Alston. And the last one here is the young lady who took to TikTok, I think it was, and spewed a rapid-fire procession of foul terms, and then she got kicked off the cheerleading squad and everything else. Mahoney Area School District versus BL. We'll keep an eye on all of these. They'll all be coming out. They'll all be coming out here shortly. By the way, support PatriotFoods.com because I want you to support American farmers. I want to make sure that when you look at your table, you see American-grown fruits and vegetables. You see a steak that came from an American farm. You see a sandwich made with Amish meats and cheeses. You see everything supporting your local home team, the American farmer. And by the way, when you support PatriotFoods.com, if you buy more than $100, they'll deliver free to your doorstep anywhere in America. And they will donate a little something to military families in need. Support PatriotFoods.com. Support an American farmer today, would you please? It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Starting soon right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Filets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction. But where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Click on the MHSAA website to find schedules, scores, and so much more. You can join through Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and by becoming a registered score reporter. Check out blogs, plus podcasts and video of full-length games from the MHSAA Network. All this and much, much more at the site for high school sports in Michigan, MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.